Before God created Adam, he had doubts and consulted with his angels. Most of the angels were against the creation of Adam, and particularly when they heard that Adam would be smarter than they and would get free will, something that angels never got. There were so many rebellious angels and only a few who were neutral that a war in heaven broke out. While the angels were quarreling, God took advantage of their inattention and quickly created man on the sixth day of his creation. That's very psychological. Adam was very beautiful and endowed with a flawless soul. After enjoying the Garden of Eden for several millions of years, he went up to God and said, God, I am getting bored. So God made him fall asleep and made him a female companion out of one of his ribs. God said that he was bored too. And so he created many other universes with intelligent beings. So, and he did that because he wanted his name to be known everywhere, among all the intelligent people, among all the universes. So Eve was not the first woman in creation. She had been preceded by Lilith, the mother of demons. But Adam did never love her because he had been present at her creation. Eve was the most beautiful woman ever created, and she could talk with all the animals. Both Adam and Eve knew that they could do anything in the Garden of Eden except by God's strict order, except eat from the fruit from the tree of knowledge. If they did so, they would immediately be dead. Lucifer, the most powerful and beautiful of all the angels, was envious of the good relationship between God, Adam, and Eve. So he converted himself into a serpent and started a conversation with Eve. He says, I have never heard that you are not allowed to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge. Look at me, I am eating it, and am I dead?